You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by senior forward Abby Lohr of Trinity University. And Abby, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Abby, you enter your senior season after a junior year in which the Tigers went 18-2, 10-0 in SCAC play, winning the SCAC title, advancing to the NCAA tournament, and falling to Hardin-Simmons in a tough 2-1 loss in the NCAA tournament in the second round. Just talk about what your team learned over the course of last year.
I think we learned that we definitely have the skill level to have some expectations and to have some high expectations. Our record definitely demonstrated a good skill level, a good heart, but we still had those two games evade us and had an end that we didn't really want. And so I think we really learned how important it is to have that extra element of hunger, sort of a little extra work rate. So I think everyone's coming in knowing that we can, a very capable team, but knowing also that we then have to sort of actualize that, work hard and make that happen.
You know, Abby, as I mentioned, senior year, do you feel any sense of urgency as you headed into preseason this year, and how have you taken it upon yourself to be a leader on this soccer team?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Lance has always given us this perspective. You know, I wish all of you could understand what it is to be a senior, to play at that end, because I really think it would help any team to have that sort of sense of urgency earlier on. But there really isn't any substitute to being a senior. I mean, I realize sort of the final conclusion of 17 years of playing a sport. So I definitely was doing what I could this summer, sort of leaving nothing undone, working on all the weaknesses. I think that's what happens when you get older. You stop working on what you know you're good at, and you start working on what you know you can improve upon. But I think across the board, that's sort of been everyone's mentality, and I think there's a high level of accountability in our team at this point. A lot of hunger from everybody, a lot of urgency, a lot of people who are really owning their role and making a role for themselves.
Last season as a junior, Abby, outstanding campaign, 16 goals, 11 assists. You already talked about it a little bit, but what did you do individually in the offseason to become a better soccer player heading into your senior year?
I mean, Lance and myself will be the first to say that my strength in the past has been pure athleticism, just outworking, outrunning, and trying to outplay. I'm not the most technical player on the team by any means, and I think that has, especially at this speed of play, caught me a few times on the losing end. And I think, you know, just composure, presence in the box, presence with the ball at my feet, as I said, finally starting to work on those weaknesses very intensely. So personally, really just trying to harness that capability as a forward to always kind of have my mind going towards the net and have a decent presence at my feet and allowing the rest of the flow of the game to develop through my run, through my play, through my passes. So trying to be less of a finisher and more of an incorporator into the middle of everything.
Last season, the Tigers scored 62 goals, Abby, as a team, tops in the SCAC. What, as an offense, in that offensive third as a team, do you guys need to continue doing well this season to continue that trend?
I think it's just an ability to continue moving, to keep defenders guessing. We are constantly changing, constantly morphing as an offense. We have a very, very deep bench this year offensively, a deeper bench than I think we've ever had before, and so that excites me. I think all of us, instead of having to be endurance forwards, we can get out there, we can tackle it hard, go for a while, and know that we have somebody else to step back out if we need a rest, who will go just as hard and be just as effective. So I think that's just the matter, is we definitely try and show up as one of the fittest teams of the year and one of the hardest working. And I think if we can continue to do that specifically on the offense, to continue to sort of pound at the opposing defense, I think we'll have a great success and hopefully kill those numbers from last year.
As preseason has unfolded, Abby, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed from your team?
In all honesty, the young group has really stepped up. I think they've always been a good group, and I mean all of those beneath us. And I think especially with loss of players like Jordan Azar, Danica Wright, going into the season was interesting, trying to, as us old upperclassmen were very concerned with the kind of role we were going to have We became sort of so concerned with our own role that I don't think we really considered how important that younger class was going to be. And they have really, really just stepped in and become major players for this team, more so than I could have ever expected. And so that's good to see. It's good to see the program. Sure, to know that the program is going to have some good longevity, even as great players continue to step out.
Again, you're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. I'm joined by senior forward Abby Lohr of Trinity University. And Abby, you talk about the role of those young, of those older players. You're a part of a group of five seniors on a young team, as you described it. Talk about that role you guys have as seniors and the way your class has grown up and matured over those past 4 years.
Well, I think, you know, we had a really good carryover with our class for a good deal of the 4 years. A little more attrition in this final year, but I think it was kind of got to be that point when there was a decision of, you know, who can really be an all-out for this team, and I think the five of us have really tried to step up, and along with that urgency you mentioned before, the final season, I think all of us are sort of at the point of trying to hold the rest of the team accountable, trying to sort of be infectious with our attitude, be enthusiastic for morning practices and workouts, and you know, really passionate and have a really strong belief in what our team is capable of. Hopefully, and again, like I said, that's infectious to this whole team. I think we all have very special talents. I don't think any one of us is an all-around leader. I think there are definitely some players who are more organizational, some who are more work ethic, sort of demonstrating leaders. And I think all of us have sort of honed our role in this final year, figured out how we best can work together as a group. And I think that's been the biggest thing for my class, is sort of a uniting, sort of almost a committee of leaders trying to really step up and really, you know, get a hold of our whole team on any and all bases so that we can move forward.
As we look forward and prepare for another SCAC soccer season, Abby, one of the exciting things as we head into this year is the return of the SCAC tournament at the end of the season. For the first time since 92, the top six teams in the conference will meet in Birmingham to battle out for a single elimination tournament to determine the SCAC champion and the automatic qualifying bid to the NCAA tournament. Talk about the excitement of the tournament and the possibility of being one of those top six teams meeting in Birmingham to fight out for that crown.
I mean, it's very exciting. It's the first year in my collegiate career that we've had this tournament. And I think it comes with a good time. It has a good place in the season. I think sometimes near the end of the season, whether you've sealed your spot, you have that AQ, the automatic qualifier. I think the tournament helps kind of reinstill that reminder that, you know, every single game matters, that there is no laying off for a game. There is no, you know, tiring out at the end and letting one slip. That every single game matters, and that we are going to have to win every one. I think, you know, the tournament is almost an extra hurdle. You know, as I said, there are no more AQs. You can't just win in conference anymore. And so, but I think our team is looking forward to that extra challenge, sort of that, and treating it even less of a challenge, but more another opportunity to solidify our presence, to you know, really set the tone going into the tournament. And, you know, I think we are hopeful and, you know, expecting to do well in that tournament. And as we started this whole conversation out with, it's an expectation that's coupled with a work rate to get there.
Abby, for our listeners who are listening today, Trinity opens up the season September 1st against Concordia. Take me through that first game, that opening day. You guys grinded out through all preseason, offseason, the heat in Texas. What is it like to finally step on the field and get that and play that first regular season game when you're not battling against your teammates and you get to play somebody else on the other side of the field?
I mean, it's always exciting to play. I mean, we love the game and we play because of the game. You know, I don't think anyone signs up just for the practices, and so the sort of the coming of that first game is always exciting. You know, put on the uniforms, you know, look at the school you're about to represent. And so I think just that entire There's an aura to that entire experience that is exciting. It'll be good to have a different body on the other end of the field. That's not my own player. That is not, you know, as predictable or can predict my movement as well. That's always the hard thing is I think preseason can be somewhat frustrating because as we are working on movement and sort of set plays and such, everybody knows what to expect. And so it makes it that much harder, and I think you feel like you're battling it out that much harder. But I think in preseason, then it teaches you to win out purely on heart, to win out purely on hunger. And so I think finally stepping into the real season, if that hunger then will carry over, we should have a nice advantage then, and that the other team doesn't know what we're doing as opposed to when we play ourselves. So I think that's a good element. It's always a bit of an anxious feeling. You know, you want to make sure you set the right tone. My 3 years at Trinity, we've always been on great teams and always have had great camaraderie, a good work rate, and, you know, still haven't seemed to go as far as we would like every year. And so I think, especially coming off of last year after the early loss, we realize how important it is to really start the year off well. And so I think that excitement coupled with that urgency, that reality that we need to become a tournament competing team now should really make the first game a fun and intense experience.
Lance Key enters his eighth season as the head coach of the Trinity Tigers. Not only has he had tons of success at the helm of the women's program, but saw a lot of success as a player at Trinity University. Just talk about what it's been like playing under head coach Lance Key over your career.
I mean, it's been an absolute honor. I've played for many coaches in my day. A lot of very well-trained coaches, coaches with a lot of playing experience, and I honestly wouldn't trade my experience with Lance for anything. He's the primary reason I am at Trinity. And I think the thing about Lance that makes him so good is, you know, not only does he understand that Trinity environment, sort of the role of the academics and the intensity of everything, the kind of students who walk through who are not satisfied really laying off in any category. But I think he comes in with a really good perspective on sort of how to balance that. And he also plays for a lot of coaches who sort of have a this is how this is going to work mentality, and then that's it. And I think Lance knows how to demand that. It's a lot of tough love. You know, he knows how to sort of light a fire under you and hold you to a standard. But simultaneously, he also is flexible. I mean, he's constantly working through it with us. And, you know, he's very conscious that he's a male in the women's game, and there's just going to be a disconnect there. And he's constantly working on that. And for that, I really respect him. He's the first male coach I've ever had who's really paid such close attention to that, to really kind of getting the entire team on the same page, coaching staff, players. And so, you know, in the past I've had experiences where it is, you know, a coach and players sort of in opposition with one another, or they feel like two distinct entities. And I think with Lance, he's really big about forming one big family, one big team, sort of one collective unit moving with full momentum in a forward direction. So it's been... it's been wonderful. He will be a close friend of mine forever. He will be at my wedding. And I think that is, you know, says a lot about his personality and character, but more so just his quality as a leader that makes all of us want to be leaders as well. I think that's the best leader. It's not someone who leads, but someone who teaches others to lead.
And finally, Abby, the 2011 Trinity women's soccer team will be a success if what happens?
We go out, we play our game, we know, and we play hungry. If we live up to our expectations and we work for them, we should be fine.
A native of Littleton, Colorado, senior forward Abby Lohr of Trinity University. Again, the Tigers open up their 2011 campaign September 1st against Concordia. Abby, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward through your senior year.
Absolutely.